With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel has conducted airstrikes on several targets, defying the Biden administration's warnings over responding to an attack on Israel by Iran last weekend. Israel's Army Radio reported Israeli strikes near nuclear facilities near Isfahan and locations in Syria and Iraq. The United States has issued new sanctions on Iran after its attack on Israel.
In a move to punish Iran for its unprecedented attack on Israel last weekend, the Biden administration has imposed a new round of sanctions. They target 16 individuals and two entities involved in Iran's drone production. In a White House statement, the president said he had directed the Treasury Department to continue to impose sanctions that further degrade Iran's military industries. He also repeated that the United States is committed to Israel's security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the United States plans to veto a Palestinian bid to be recognized as a full member of the United Nations. The State Department calls the Palestinian Authority's effort to gain member status premature. The department said the Security Council's 15 members do not fully agree that the Palestinian Authority met the membership criteria, including standing questions about who actually governs the Gaza Strip. House Speaker Mike Johnson needs the help of Democrats to get his foreign aid package across the finish line. Johnson is moving forward with a plan to vote on separate bills to send military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as a bill that includes border security measures. Democrats have signaled they're open to helping Johnson pass that legislation. President Biden endorsed the plan as well on Wednesday. Johnson also faces threats to oust him as speaker from Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood's making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business, but the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teenage athlete. The 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to the boy who poses as a girl. The judge wrote that offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is no real choice. The ACLU and the LGBT pressure group Lambda Legal filed a lawsuit in 2021. This is SRN News. It's been an up-and-down day on Wall Street on Thursday.
U.S. stock indexes drifted to a mixed close Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% to mark its fifth straight loss and its longest losing streak since October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%. The NASDAQ fell 0.5% following a mixed set of profit reports from big companies. Treasury yields rose following stronger-than-expected economic data. Not only is the number of layoffs across the country remaining relatively low, an index of manufacturing in the Mid-Atlantic region showed growth unexpectedly accelerated. Stocks have been struggling recently as yields in the bond market charge higher. Damian Troisi, New York.
Virginia is making it illegal for the NCAA to punish schools for paying athletes directly for their name, image, and likeness rights. The law will go into effect July 1st after being signed by the governor. NCAA rules currently prohibit schools from signing NIL deals with their own players. More details at SRNnews.com.